Investment Flash.
Berkshire Hathaway just wrote a $6.8 billion check for a home builder. The bond market is betting on a Fed rate hike, and a casino is coming to New York City. Maybe. I'm Tom, and this is the London Edition for Monday, June 1st. We are live.
Good morning. I'm Marie, joined by Gerald and Tom. Today's digest, housing confidence meets rate anxiety. Let's get into it.
All right, let's start with the big one. Berkshire Hathaway buying Taylor Morrison for $6.8 billion, all cash. First big move for new CEO Greg Abel, and it says the U.S. housing market is alive and well.
Yeah, look, it's a nice headline, but Taylor Morrison's forward price-to-earnings ratio of 9.8 isn't exactly a steal for a home builder with rates where they are. The market's already saying that.
9.8, Gerald? That's cheap compared to the sector, buddy. The home builder ETF is down nearly 2% year-to-date. This deal could re-rate the whole group.
But Taylor Morrison was up over 3% last week already. Some of this was anticipated. The real value is whether Abel's confidence translates to actual home sales, with mortgage rates north of 4%.
Fair point. But if the biggest value investor is buying a home builder, retail investors should take note. The home builder ETF jumped 2.6% this week already. The momentum is there.
Or it's just Berkshire putting cash to work because they have too much of it. Remember, the deal is less than 2% of their market cap. This isn't a market-moving trade for them.
2% of the Berkshire cash pile is still $6.8 billion. That buys a lot of drywall, Gerald.
This time it's different for home builders. I've heard that one before.
Ha, point taken. But Abel's no fool.
The signal is clear, though. Abel is not sitting on his hands.
Exactly.
Right. And it's a vote for the U.S. consumer. So we're buying Taylor Morrison and the home builder ETF.
Let's pivot to labor. The UAW is striking American Axle's Michigan plant. That's the sole supplier of drivetrain parts for GM's Silverado and Sierra trucks.
This is a direct hit to GM's most profitable line. GM was down over 1% last session, but if this drags on, we could see a real production halt.
American Axle, though, the supplier, direct casualty. No production means no revenue. That's a cleaner short.
And it's not just the strike. It's the supply chain vulnerability. One plant takes down two of the best-selling trucks in America. That's a warning for just-in-time manufacturing. And GM's already stretched with the EV transition. A strike at the truck plant is the last thing they need.
So we're short GM and American Axle. Duration matters. If this goes into next week, the pain compounds.
Wall Street always underestimates labor. You'd think they'd learn. Now, on to the bond market, which is pricing in a Fed rate hike. The long-duration Treasury ETF is near its 52-week low, and the leveraged inverse bond ETF is rallying. The bet is on a strong jobs number Friday.
And that bet is crowded. Positioning is extreme. If payrolls miss, the short squeeze in bonds would be violent.
But the trend is your friend, Marie. The long-duration ETF breaking support again could accelerate. The momentum is with the bears.
Yeah, but this is the same trade we've been on since last week. Remember our sell long-duration treasuries call from the weekend edition? It's worked, but we're now in gut check territory.
Gerald, that's exactly my point. The trade was right, but now the risk-reward is skewing. The ECB's Schnabel just warned inflation could de-anchor. That's a new input, but it could also be the peacockish moment.
All right, but if the jobs data is hot, the bond sell-off has room. We're sticking with short, long-duration treasuries and buying the ultra-short treasury ETF.
And the intermediate treasury ETF, IEF, are caught in the same vice. If yields rise, they bleed too, so shorting those makes sense. Bond doom loop returns.
I mean, it's not wrong, though.
Your perma-bear badge is shining bright, Gerald. Schnabel's warning is a big deal. She's saying the Iran war price pressures are spreading beyond energy. If inflation expectations unanchor, long bonds get crushed.
Exactly. Another tailwind for bond bears. And it could weaken the euro if the ECB doesn't hike. So short the euro too.
To be fair, the euro's already down, and Schnabel is one voice. The ECB is divided. Still, it adds to the narrative.
The market's not pricing enough inflation risk.
Right.
Agreed.
Shifting to China, mainland investors turned net sellers of Hong Kong stocks in May for the first time in 3 years. The China Large Cap ETF is down 12% year to date, near its 52-week low.
Yeah, it's a sentiment shift. But with the ETF already beaten down, how much more downside? Maybe it's priced in.
It's never fully priced in when the flow turns. The selling could accelerate if global funds follow. Short Hong Kong equities too.
The real story is the structural exit. This isn't a dip buy. It's a reversal of a years-long trend. That's bearish.
And the Hong Kong ETF, EWH, is 6% below its 52-week high. No room for error. Short that too. Goldman Sachs sees oil in a tug of war, falling demand versus Iran supply losses. The U.S. oil fund ETF is down over 8% this week, but up nearly 90% year-to-date. No clear signal.
That's a two-sided coin if I ever saw one. I'll watch.
Watching oil services, too. If oil breaks one way, the services ETF will follow.
Goldman's note was basically, we have no idea. Fair enough. We'll watch.
Russia is escalating cyber attacks on NATO allies, Nikkei Asia reports. Despite military weakness, Putin's getting more dangerous. This raises tail risk for European assets.
It's a diversified portfolio of worries.
But the VIX is at 15. Cheap. Buying volatility here is smart insurance, especially with a data-packed week. You're really loving these volatility hedges, Gerald.
Did the bond doom loop finally get to you?
No, I just like cheap insurance. But seriously, the cyber angle is underappreciated.
And high-yield bonds? The high-yield ETF could widen spreads if geopolitics heat up. A short hedge.
Right. Hedging is the name of the game. VIX calls and short high yield.
Now, this is interesting. The FT says Europe is worried about rare earths dependence on China. And the SCMP reports Hong Kong's leader is doing a tungsten miner deal in Central Asia. The rare earth miners ETF is up 30% year to date.
But it's also way above its 52-week low, up 179%. A lot of the thesis is priced in. Momentum is there, but caution.
The strategic metal story is years long. We're just watching the headlines now. Medium conviction buy.
And a fun one to end. Malaysia's Genting is investing $5.5 billion into New York City's first full casino. If licensed, that's a massive new revenue stream for Genting Singapore.
A casino in New York. What could go wrong?
A casino in Queens. That's either a gold mine or a money pit. Could be both.
It's a multi-year play. Let's see if they even get the license. It's a high-risk bet. Licensing and execution uncertainty. But if it works, the payoff is big. Low conviction buy on Genting Singapore. The most original take today comes from the FT. Europe is fixated on cheap Chinese exports, but the real danger is spyware in critical infrastructure and rare earths over-reliance. That reframes defense and tech security as mispriced.
So it's not about tariffs, it's about chips and rare earths. That's a different trade. Defense companies, cyber stocks. Exactly. Tech security, not trade wars.
Right.
That's the whole reframe.
To be fair, the EU loves a good regulatory panic. But the rare earth angle is real. We're already long the rare earth miners, kind of.
Our view, today's market is split. Housing confidence versus rate anxiety. Berkshire's bet on Taylor Morrison says the consumer's okay. The home builder ETF rallied and home builders look cheap. But bonds are bracing for a hike and long duration treasuries are on the ropes.
The clean expression is long home builders, short long duration bonds.
That's the reflation trade. But with the VIX this cheap, we must buy tail hedges.
The counterargument, the rate hike bet is dangerously crowded. A soft payroll number and bonds rip higher. Also, where's the commercial real estate risk? A yield spike hits banks hard, missing from today's coverage entirely. And that's what makes it dangerous.
Exactly. So the second order trade is pairs, cyclicals against rate sensitives, plus VIX calls for the chaos ahead.
So we're bullish on drywall, bearish on bonds, and buying lottery tickets for a casino. What a market!
As always, none of this is investment advice. Do your own research.
We're back at 9 a.m. New York time for the New York edition. Gerald, Tom, thanks for the insights.
See you then. And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest.
Catch you later.